ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद्भागवतम् सिक्स्थ कैंटो फिफ्टींथ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 3 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड नारद एंड अंगीरा इंस्ट्रक्ट किंग चित्रकेतु।
यथा प्रयान्ति सम्यान्ति श्रोतो वेगेन बालुकाः संयुज्यन्ते वियुज्यन्ते तथा कालेन देहिनाः।
ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। Translation: O King, as small particles of sand sometimes come together and are sometimes separated due to the force of the waves, the living entities who have accepted material body sometimes come together and are sometimes separated by the force of time. Purport: the misunderstanding of the conditioned soul is the bodily conception of life. The body is material, but within the body is the soul. This is spiritual understanding. Unfortunately, one who is in ignorance, under the spell of material illusion, accepts the body to be the self. He cannot understand that the body is matter. Like small particles of sand, bodies come together and are separated by the force of time. And people falsely lament for unification and separation. Unless one knows this, there is no question of happiness. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 2.13, this is the first instruction given by the Lord. Dehinosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhirastatra namuyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. We are not the body. We are spiritual beings trapped in the body. Our real interest lies in understanding this simple fact. Then we can make further spiritual progress. Otherwise, we remain in the bodily conception of life. Our miserable material existence will continue forever. Political adjustments, social welfare work, medical assistance, and the other programs we have manufactured for peace and happiness will never endure. We shall have to undergo the sufferings of material life one after another. Therefore, material life is said to be Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. It is a reservoir of miserable conditions. Seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. One brahmachari, two of them, one was mentioning that throughout his life from childhood, his house was very close to the main road, the main gate of the house, small garden, and then the main road. And till the 10th standard, almost 16, 17 years old, his father never allowed him to cross the road. He would come till the garden near the road and stand there and look on the right, look on the left, and then, okay, now you can cross. And stand there properly. Watch till he goes till the bus stand to catch the bus. Never allowed him to travel by train. He was very frightened. Very attached, actually. Once his father found a train ticket in his pocket, and he chastised him, smashed him actually. Why you travel by train? Every day I'm reading in newspaper, so many people are dying. So much attached to him. Never allowed him to go for any school picnic throughout his life. Never went for a picnic in his life in school, because my father would not allow. So shows how attached parents were. And then he joined Brahmacharya Ashram. It was a great shock for the parents, crying, lamenting. Come back. And now this devotee tells me, now I am lamenting. I said, why? He said, because they don't call me at all. First 1 or 2 years they were making so many phone calls. Then it became every birthday. Then everything was gone, forgotten. Now they don't make any phone calls. They don't even bother to make a single phone call. To know whether he is alive. So what type of attachment is this? At one point you are so attached, and at the other you are just... And this fact was made more clear. There's one brahmachari who just came from home, and he told me that when he was leaving home, someone had died in the family, so he had gone. So he came back, and parents said, if we had known that you would grow up and not give us any money, we had never accepted you as our child. So we reject you because, you know. And someone, and the other parent said, what is your use? What is the use? You're useless. You're useless. They send him to different parts of India for higher studies, so that all the attachment, you know, there were separation was there. But now when he's also going to a different part of India for higher studies in spiritual life, which they do not understand. So what is this attachment? Here we are seeing Chitraketu Maharaj crying, lamenting so much, and Prabhupada writes in the earlier verses, says he's crying with a big mouth open. You see a small child, small boy, small kids, you see like that. And this is like extreme pain, extreme pain. That time people cry like that. And there is extreme pain. You just go and small child is standing and you pinch him from behind. Don't let the parents know. And when they turn back and they look at him, his mouth is open. No noise is coming. For the first 2 minutes, no noise. And then huge noise. Why? There is extreme pain. So when there is extreme pain, someone cries like that. Srila Prabhupada writes wonderful purport. Yesterday, His Grace Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu gave such an excellent class. When I was hearing his class, I wrote down some points, what he was speaking. And on those same points, I would like to add something more, class on his, some humble comment on his class, what he spoke. He spoke about as how when actually a person loses something, then he laments. And he has attachment. So out of attachment, when that attachment is lost, he's in grief. And that is a nice time for instruction. So he accepts instruction when the attachment is lost. Srila Prabhupada, he was married and he didn't like the girl. So he told his father, I don't like this girl, I want to marry some other girl. So his father said, good. He said, how? He said, because you are not attached to your wife. So when it is time to give up family life, there will be no problem. There will be no grief. No attachment, no grief. But We are humans. There is emotion, there is attachment. It's a fact. Is it wrong? Is attachment to devotees wrong? Is attachment to parents wrong? Is attachment to friends wrong? Is it wrong to be attached to well-wishers? Attachment is not wrong. Attachment to one who is taking you closer to Krishna, to Radha Gopinath, is favorable, is required. Our whole process is of attachment. That is that process of attachment. It is not of detachment. So when someone is taking you closer to the deities, to the Lord, then it is favorable. Sometimes devotees may become attached to book scores. Book distributor may become attached to book score. Our devotee was going for book distribution, would get very good scores, and he became very attached. He became a little proud also. And one day he could not sell any book. He just sold, he was selling 60 books. He sold only one book, and they announced in front of the deities. So and so devotee, book score is one book. And you know, when you are in association of devotees, they make you humble. So one devotee from behind said, "Did he take it for reading? Did you take the book for reading or for distributing?" So he immediately looked behind and said, what an attack on my false ego. You become humble. Srila Prabhupada writes in this wonderful purport, "Unfortunately, one who is in ignorance, under the spell of material illusion, accepts the body to be the self." One who is under illusion, in ignorance, under the spell of material illusion, accepts the body to be whole in soul. This is something like a man drowning in water. There is a man, and there are two people. You are there, and next to you there is another person. And he is drowning. And you are just next to him. And there is a boat next to both of you. So, you are going to hold the boat. So that, if you hold the boat, then you can help him also. He is drowning. It's a sea. But as you are going to hold the boat, this man starts cursing you. "You rascal. You are giving me up. You are leaving me. You are not taking your responsibility. You are giving up what you are supposed to do. You're supposed to take care of me. You're supposed to take care of my body. You're supposed to help me. And I'm drowning. And you're leaving me." But the fact remains that if you go close to him, what will happen? Both of them will drown. If he holds the boat, then he can help him also. Many times when devotees, they take up to Krishna consciousness, all family members, friends, they all start chastising. You want to not take up your responsibility, you are running away from responsibility. You are giving up your family, friends, you are running away. You are an escapist. And poor devotee, he just has to keep quiet. What can he say? He cannot explain, I'm holding on to the boat. This is going to help all of us. Because we are all drowning in this bhavasagar, limitless, going down to birth, death, old age and disease. And the devotee is trying to, this one devotee, one person becomes a devotee in the family, and then the whole family benefits. But at the present, in the beginning, the family members will never understand, or the friends will not understand. that how he is taking help of this boat. So, taking care of the body, is it right? Devotees are also taking care. We have a garage over here in our temple, Sevasthan, where devotees' bodies are repaired constantly. So, is it right? Body is compared to boat many times. And actually there are two types of very famous boats. One is a cruise liner and one is a Golok liner. Cruise liner is a boat which has to be repaired on a regular basis. It has to undergo maintenance. But the speciality of this cruise liner is, Devanand Pandit Prabhu told me, I was supposed to join this one cruise liner long back. So Gaurang Prabhu brought me to Devanand Pandit Prabhu. Before he joined, please hear from him what it is. He told me that there are very few of these boats in the whole world. And this boat is specifically made for people to go and break the four regulative principles. And you are in the middle of the sea, and said, if you go there, and you are practicing Krishna consciousness, if they can force you to do anything, you cannot even run, you are there, stuck. So, that's a cruise liner. So, people are taking care of the body. Attachment to the body, maintenance for the body, is that right or wrong? For sense gratification is wrong. But at the same time, that same boat of this body, if maintained properly, can take one back home, back to Godhead, can become a Golok liner. The same particular body. And therefore, devotees are not against attachment to taking care of the body. It's very much bona fide. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu also was mentioning other things, but as I am speaking about Golok, I remember about other things. One very nice devotee called as Radha Kunda Prabhu was visiting our temple many years back and on and off. And many times we are attached, as if we are attached to seeing faults in people. Talking for myself, Srila Prabhupada's disciple Radha Kunda Prabhu was staying here for some time, and his attachment was service to Srila Prabhupada. He joined ISKCON very early age, something like 15, 16 years old, and did a lot of book distribution. And when Prabhupada left the world, he also was away for some time, then went to Vrindavan, became very attached to Vrindavan Dham and stayed there. And when he came here, I remember serving him in guest reception, but I was attached to seeing faults. So I was seeing many faults in him. But recently, he left his body in Vrindavan. It's not a easy thing to give up one's body in Vrindavan. One person actually decided, if leaving body in Vrindavan means going back to Godhead, then I will do it. And in a very mechanical way, he went and he stayed in Vrindavan. For many years, you never go out of Vrindavan. Anytime death can come. But one day he had to go because of some very urgent work to Delhi. And he went out and he died over there with an heart attack. And Govindra was mentioning, it is as if the material nature was calling, come, come. And then taking you back. If you are not qualified, then you cannot. So, many times we cannot judge people for what they look externally. Three things amongst devotees, Govind Prabhu was mentioning, is recognize recognize the importance of that person, encourage him, and third, if both the things do not work, tolerate. Very important. The next point which was made was that when a person is in distress and you preach to him, that time he doesn't ask many questions, no arguments. He immediately takes the beads and starts chanting. That is a good time to preach. Similarly, when there is an emergency in our spiritual life, only then we become more serious in our spiritual life. Otherwise, it's going on. Hare Krishna, Krishna. Everything is going on. Morning program is going on. But unless there is an emergency, just like any person outside feels an emergency to take shelter, then he does not ask many questions. Okay, this is what I have to do. Now I am in distress. Give it to me. Even in spiritual life, sometimes when we see death, then we realize, even I can die anytime. We see disease. Or if some big responsibility comes on our head, till that time we are relaxed. As soon as there is a big responsibility, okay, you take care of this center now. Go. Then you become serious. Now I have to do. Because whatever I am going to speak, everyone is going to look at me. Are you doing that thing? Or are you only speaking? So you become serious. And that's why I remember His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj's words. Krishna will make wonderful arrangements to bring you closer to Him. And when He speaks, it sounds so nice and sweet. But actually these wonderful arrangements could be anything. Could be death, could be disease, could be heavy responsibility. He'll make very wonderful arrangements. Maharaj speaks so nicely to bring you closer to Him. Srila Prabhupada says that he gives an example of in the verse there is an example given of sand. Sand particles come together in sea and then they move away. So how many sand particles are there? Millions and millions and millions. Millions of living entities are there. And how small the sand particle is? Very minute. Very minute. Chitkana. And they come together and they depart. So many. You see in water, waves when come, sand particles they come and they depart. Something like you go to a hotel. There's an example given of hotel also. People come in a hotel and you order for some masala dosa. And the person, and you are eating it, someone comes and sits in front of you and he orders for a medu vada and you are eating, he is eating. And then you start talking to him. Where are you from? I am from Konkan. Oh, I am also somewhere close by. And then you talk and you eat and you eat. But as soon as your masala dosa is over and his medu vada is over, both are gone. Never to meet again. You don't decide. No. We had such a nice conversation. We will every day have together, enjoy in association eating this for life, life after life, eating. You never think like that. As a matter of fact, each of them have to pay their own bill. It is not that you think I'll pay your bill. No. Similarly, although we may come together, taking our food, talking nicely, staying together, growing up together. But at the time of death, when the final exam is there, we have to pay our own bill. We have to be prepared. We cannot depend that, I was with him, he will pay my bill. He will go his own way. We have to go our own way. What it means to be attached to actually Krishna, we're talking about so many attachments. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, 21st verse, and there is a nice verse which says,
Kalimagatma Agnyaya Kshetre Asmin Vaishnavevayam Asina Dirga Satrena Kathayam Sakshana Harehe.
Knowing well that the age of Kali has already begun, we are assembled here in this holy place to hear at great length the transcendental message of Godhead. In this way perform sacrifice.
Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport. This is a purport where all the sages have come together in Naimisharanya, and they are going to hear from Suta Goswami. And so they are mentioning that, you know, understanding this age of Kali, where people are attached to so many different things, we have come to discuss and know what is the best thing. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that life is very short. In golden age, it was 100,000 years. In silver age, it was 10,000 years. In copper age, it was 1,000 years. And Kali Yuga, it is supposed to be 100 years. But it doesn't seem to be. I was discussing in one college program, and I mentioned that how the management students, how life is actually very short. Prayena alpa ayusha kalavasmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagyopad. And the students, because this philosophy is very simple for the simple, but sometimes it becomes very difficult for the highly intellectual. So there were some very highly intellectual students, and they challenged, how you are saying that life is short? We are making so much of advancement. The mortality rate has increased. And it's a fact. The statistics, I mean, I didn't know the statistics. So, I was like a villager in front of them. So, I could not argue much. But I was telling, but this is what the Shastra says. You know, you have to believe. You are an Indian. You should believe. It was a different thing if it was challenged in the West. Understand that this is what the Shastra says. No, no. We read in the magazines, scientific magazines, they all say mortality rate has gone. So many medicines have come. We have conquered so many dangerous diseases. So I was scratching my head. I came back. I spoke to Bihari Gopal Prabhu. And then he gave me, because he is an actuary, he gave me some statistics. He told me that what the Shastra says is perfectly right. He said the mortality rate is calculated. Actually, mortality rate is not independent of morbidity rate. Morbidity means sickness. It is not independent of that. And it is calculated, life expectancy basically is calculated on the basis of life insurance. So if one country wants to know what is the life expectancy rate in that country, then what it will do is, it will check how many people have LIC or life insurance. Not LIC, life insurance. And according to that life insurance, they will take the statistics and me. So I asked, really? Oh, so that means that every person in the country has to have a life insurance. Only then we can get the exact mortality or life expectancy rate. So how many people are there in India? An approximate, there are 110 crore people in India. And out of that, by Life Insurance Corporation, for which Bihari Gopal Prabhu works, they have covered out of 110, 6 crore people. And then there are many other companies which have not even covered 1 crore, hardly 1 crore. So the whole mortality rate calculation is based on not even 0.0 some number of the people living in this country. Forget that. If you take the whole world, there are approximately 216 countries on this planet. And out of that, only 20 countries are actually having proper life insurance. So if you take a world statistics, you can never get the right statistics. So
For a simple man, it becomes very easy to understand. Yes, my grandfather lived for 100 years, and you know, we've seen my other people, and now we are living hardly for. On an average, the average statistics for life expectancy in Bombay would be around 65 years, not more than that. So we can calculate what is our, and then accordingly make our plans for attachment and detachment. Srila Prabhupada writes here that if this is the situation, then how can one become attached to spiritual life, to Krishna? He says, these sages have come together, although they have 1,000 years to live, still they have come together. It's not that they have free time. Prabhupada writes, by the example of these sages, one should learn what? That regular hearing and recitation of Bhagavatam is the only way for self-realization. Moreover, the lifespan in Kali Yuga is very short compared to other yugas. So Prabhupada says, take inspiration, an example from these sages, how they have come together. All of us should come together and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, and for particularly for one who is born in India, what is his duty? He should broadcast this message of Bhagavad Gita and study Srimad Bhagavatam for further enlightenment in self-realization. In the next verse, it is said, Tvam na sandarshito dhatra dushtaram niti tirshitam kalim sattvam haram pumsam karnadhara ivarnavam. Here in this shloka, it said, such a short life, how can one actually perfect his life? And again the example of a boat and captain is given. An intelligent person understanding the deficiency of this age must accept a representative of Suta Goswami as the captain of the ship of the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Karnadhara Ivarnavam. Srila Prabhupada was such a captain. And his ship is very huge, taking many, many people. And if those who are interested can take part over here. Many times, he would, in the West also, parents are attached to their children. So Prabhupada had Brahmananda Prabhu, Gargamuni Prabhu become devotees. And the mother came, immediately Prabhupada said, see, I am taking care of your son so nicely. What are you doing? What are you giving? The mother had actually come to complain. And she said, I have given you my son. Prabhupada said, thank you very much. He thanked that I am taking care of your son. That does not mean that Prabhupada were detached. At one time, when the same Brahmanand Prabhu was in Pakistan, and he was in great anxiety, in danger, Srila Prabhupada read in newspaper that two Hare Krishnas killed in Pakistan. As soon as Brahmanand Prabhu came back from Pakistan, Prabhupada embraced him and he started crying like anything. He was attached. But the attachment was spiritual, not on the material platform. Prabhupada writes in this purport, which basically means, who is crazy? People are so busy with sense gratification that they completely forget about self-realization. And he says, out of madness, they frankly say that there is no need for self-realization. Complete madness. Why are you going to this Hare Krishna? There is no need for all this. It's out of madness. You should understand, if someone says like that, he is saying it out of madness. They do not realize that this brief life is but a moment on our great journey towards self-realization. And then Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, in the same verse of today, that
If we remain in the bodily conception of life, our miserable material existence will continue forever. Political adjustments, social welfare work, medical assistance and other programs we have manufactured for peace and happiness will never endure. So many political arrangements are there to bring peace and prosperity. As a matter of fact, all this dirty game of politics is making people more and more attached to stay here. Especially in this land of India, so much of nonsense. I was recently in Goa and I was told that there are 2 slaughterhouses in Goa to slaughter cows. Every day throughout the world there are 7 lakh cows slaughtered on a wholesale basis. And as Prabhupada is writing, all these politicians trying to make arrangement for peace. How can there be peace if so many cows are slaughtered? There is no way one can have peace. And then one may question why there is tsunami, earthquake. And in Goa, they have gone to one step ahead. There is slaughterhouse. So the complaint started coming. So much of remains from the cows and so much of blood is flowing everywhere that it is flowing all on the ground and it is stinking. So ideally, this should stop. The slaughterhouse should close down. But the government officials, they advised, no, we'll give you some special advice. They said, dig a well and just put all the blood of the cows in that well. Put all the remains in that well. And some things which I cannot even speak, or the devotees over there were telling me, how horrible karma is being collected over here. So this is, we don't know what we have done in our past lives. So there is no point in trying to be attached and remain in this rotten material world. The only solution for self-realization, as it is mentioned in this shloka, devotees come together and hear Srimad Bhagavatam and chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Comments? Question.
Prabhuji, how do we differentiate between love and attachment?
As I said earlier, real love means bringing one closer to Krishna. So if we really love our family members, our friends, then we try to do the best for them. That thing which will bring them closer to Krishna. Right now we do not have faith in scriptures. And that's why when we read in scriptures that if one dedicates one life in service to Krishna, then all his family members will benefit. And we hear it and we say, okay, that was only for devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, not for me. We should have faith. Srila Prabhupada. So as we associate with people who have faith, our faith will also increase in this fact that this is real love. What brings one closer to Krishna. We don't have faith that staying in this material world is bad. We are happy over here actually. In so many ways. We may be an association of devotees. But still, you know, there is some side dish. We are happy over there. So it's a gradual process. And as we keep practicing, we will develop. like just like a parent. As Prabhupada writes in the 7th chapter of 1st Canto. Sometimes he says, why? Krishna loves us. Does Krishna love me? People question, God loves me, then why he sent me to this horrible place to suffer? And under Maya, she is giving me 3 tapa. Prabhupada writes in the purport, he says, just like parent loves the child so much, but the child sometimes is very naughty and not being corrected by the parent. So what does the parent do? Finds a very strict teacher, a very strict man, and with a hard heart sends the son, the child, to this teacher. He knows this teacher because the son may fool around with the parent, but the teacher with huge mustache, when he looks at him, he's shivering. He does study. Okay, I have to study. I have to do this. As they were reading in this Prabhupada Leela Amrit, Srila Prabhupada, when he was young, he was sent to school. But sometimes he would be very naughty and he would go to sleep, not go to school. And mother would become very angry, you know. She would boil, why you are not going to school? And the father was kind. He said, no. What happened, son? Why you didn't go? Prabhupada say, I'm not feeling well. I'll go tomorrow. And father say, okay, he'll go tomorrow, okay? Don't be angry on him. And then again tomorrow he would say, no, I'm sick. So what did the mother do? She hired a man. His name was Damodar. Quite significant. Damodar means, you know, tying. And he would tie Prabhupada to his stomach, to his belly. And take him to school so that he could not run because he's tied. And he can shout, he can do anything, but cannot run. Go and put him in front of the teacher. If you run away, you would catch him and bring him back to the teacher. Similarly, we are put under the care of Maya. Because Krishna loves us to correct us. Similarly, if we love our parents, sometimes we may have to be detached from them. They may become angry. But the future is bright. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.